Welcome back. My name is Octavia, and this is my astrology podcast. Thanks so much for being here with me. I am very excited to be back on the podcast after having a break and during this especially eventful period of time that we find ourselves in. So I am currently recording this in Hobart, Tasmania. I ended up down here for various reasons, and I'm in love with it. It's beautiful, it's amazing, very inspiring place to be. And I'm recording this in an Airbnb that I'm actually going to be checking out of tomorrow. And I just wanted to drop in with you all while I have the time and space to do so, because I have really missed it. So today I wanted to talk to you all about, just to recap some of the recent astrology transits and events that are likely still having an impact on us in our daily life. We began the month, of course, with the new moon in Aries, and that was the kind of the spark that started the month of April. So we've had, of course, not long after that, the Mars-Saturn conjunction, and then, which of course has come with its own difficulties and complications, of course. And as of this week, we've got the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction happening the 13th on the Wednesday, and the full moon in Libra on Sunday. We have the 17th, so basically, Easter weekend is going to be full moon weekend coming up. So I want to talk about that today. And I'm also going to talk about how, and as we continue and close out the month, we're going to have our big, depending on where you are in the world, our big eclipse in Taurus, solar eclipse, so new moon, that's either going to be May 1st or last day of April here in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's just a really impactful month, starting with a new moon in Aries, ending slash beginning May with a solar eclipse in Taurus, of course, that is going to be in range of Uranus. So lots of exciting and jarring and really lush in terms of the Pisces stuff with Neptune and Jupiter coming together mid-month, and then as well later in the month for the, dramatic conclusion of April. During the eclipse, we're going to have Venus will conjoin Jupiter. She'll actually be kind of sandwiched in between, happily so, in between Neptune and Jupiter. So lots to speak to about all of those things, so let's get into it. There has been this sense, and that will continue in April, of there are things that are perhaps fated or bigger than us and beyond our control, one might say. And I want to be careful here, because I'm not suggesting being resigned and helpless and powerless, because I don't think that that's very helpful. I mean, I think there's certainly a place for surrender and for trusting in the flow of where life is taking us. But in terms of this month and this influence, there are some larger contributing factors that are at play here that we are likely experiencing. We've also had Saturn squaring the nodes, and Saturn will continue to square the nodes in South Node in Scorpio, North Node in Taurus. At some stage, we come up against or to the end of our power. It runs out. And, you know, I don't know what that looks like for all of you listening, but whatever that might be, whatever you do when you arrive at that place where your power ends, comes to an end, where do you look? You know, where do you go? You know, there are very real fixed limits in this world and on this planet that we are reminded of by Saturn. And you know, particularly with Mars and Saturn coming together, we can get a very big, you know, door slammed in the face kind of, you know, situation or influence where things are just, yeah, very clearly unavailable beyond what's in front of us. And, you know, this is the sort of contrast, the extreme kind of manic timing of, you know, Mars-Saturn conjunction, and then also Jupiter-Neptune in Pisces coming together. I mean, this is like, you know, complete, brutal, hardcore, authoritative reality check. And on the one hand, and then on the other hand, it's complete, infinite spiritual oneness and with all that is, and uplifting us to the highest highs and the most spiritual places that we can connect with. And so I think being conscious of these polarities and these parts of the chart which are in aversion, so we've got Jupiter, Neptune in Pisces happening next door to where poor Saturn's like all alone now soon. And anyway, but Saturn is in Aquarius, of course, and that's where the Mars-Saturn conjunction occurred. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, getting on a plane and flying away, and you can't, you know, you're in airplane mode. You can't really talk to anybody on the ground. And it's a bit like that with the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. So, you know, that we will have these moments that are so uplifting and so connective, but they are likely to, it'll feel like they're happening very separate to what's going on in reality in some sense. I mean, you know, these things happen all the time. It's like somebody will, you know, they'll, I don't know, what's a good example? Like when someone, you know, gets a promotion at work, and then, you know, their cousin dies or something. You know, it's like, those things, you know, and things in life happen like this all the time. You know, we get the good with the bad, and then sometimes we just have to have both at the same time, and there's nothing that can kind of mitigate or change that. So, and, you know, to touch back around on the Mars-Saturn conjunction, which of course has already occurred, and is separating now, thankfully. Mars will be entering Pisces on the 15th, so just in time for the Easter Bunny. just kidding. But yeah, so Mars will be in Pisces, and things will cool off considerably. I mean, they're still going to be wild because we've got Uranus and Taurus, and we are going to experience, of course, everything leading up to this big solar eclipse. And but for right now, I think it's really advantageous for us to make the most of the sun's time left in Aries. It's in late degrees of Aries, because it is helping us to come back to ourselves and say, okay, you know, because the sun, of course, represents our identity and who we are, and Aries is very much focused on the individual, on the, like, the quality of beginning and pioneering and winning and attaining and competing and all that stuff. So we can really align ourselves with that right now, because things are going to get shaken up for the remainder of April. And then in May, we're going to have, the sun's going to conjoin Uranus at the beginning of May, and Jupiter will be moving into Aries, which will crank up the heat for a lot of people in various ways, and I'll speak to more of that at a later time. But as well, we'll have a Mercury retrograde that begins on the 10th of May, and then a full moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio on May 16th. So it's going to be a wild ride as we enter into May, and it's going to be a time when it will be incredibly valuable to have a very firm sense of who we are, because a lot is going to get turned upside down, and it will be a time where, you know, we could get shaken up by what is coming. And so long as we are aligned within ourselves with what we are doing in our lives and how we are showing up for ourselves and taking steps toward, securing our relationships with the people that matter and with the things that we care about the most, then we can fortify ourselves in advance before these turbulent times arrive. And we can really perhaps even enjoy the experience, because it's actually okay too to enjoy things. We can give ourselves permission to anticipate, you know, that there is, of course, times in life where chaos erupts. And, you know, I think Abraham Lincoln said, one of my favorite quotes, he said, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And I completely agree with that. And this is why astrology is so helpful, so beneficial, to look at this forecasting and to, you know, check the weather and to, modify accordingly, like, you know, what kind of rain jacket to wear or what kind of boots to put on. And again, for this full moon in Libra coming up this weekend, it's, the sun will be in Aries, the moon in Libra. And then, of course, as I was saying, Pluto will be in Capricorn. And it's hard to know where we land with things without tuning into what we're feeling. I mean, you know, we live in a culture where, you know, our egos are just so supported in being the tyrannical captain of the ship all the time. That's just what's encouraged, and that's the nature of our ego anyway. Like, that's actually just the way that it operates evolutionarily, just to keep us alive. That's what it's there for. But, we have to remember that it has its limits, and, you know, this is where things like the full moon being about shedding light on what we can't typically see, what we can't typically access, and, you know, being able to tune into that part of us that that is a little bit more hidden, a little bit more private, and tuning in to what we really feel now, because there's a lot that's happened and there's a lot that's changed externally. And when there is a great deal of external change, inevitably it creates internal change. And we can't really show up for those changes until we actually take the time and space to locate what that has actually produced within us. And I think that this full moon coming up is going to be a helpful moment in the astrology for shedding light on what is usually unavailable, particularly because it's going to be squaring Pluto, which will draw from an even deeper place. And it's likely going to give us some very valuable, invaluable, I might even say, key pieces of information about that will help us later. And I think just having our eyes and ears and intuition open to those messages coming in on this new full moon in Libra, and really getting those downloads and taking them on board. You know, this is a time when, particularly with the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, but I think it's important to remember we have so much extra support available. Whatever you turn to in the unseen realms for support, whatever spiritual practice you have, you know, there's really no limit to what's available now, if so long as we are willing, so long as you're willing to ask for the support, and that is key, because you know, there are just so many limits that we are all still up against right now, here on this earthly plane, that if we only look on this level, this physical material level right now, for answers, then we will likely come up short, because the astrology right now, in terms of what's happening on this planet and in the real reality, concrete reality sense, is quite is restricted, and you know, we're still dealing with Saturn after all, and Saturn takes a while to work out, so it's, you know, it's a slow moving planet, and so this is where we do have an opportunity to, you know, it's like when there's nowhere else to go, nobody else to turn to, it's like, you know, you can look up and give up. And sometimes that's the best possible scenario, you know, is just to surrender and let go and then ask for help, ask for support. And I personally have been doing this month pretty much daily. And I have been amazed by how supported I feel. And there is something really powerful too about surrendering and asking for help, because it actually, when we allow ourselves permission to do that, it actually allows us to have a more honest connection with ourselves and where we're at, instead of trying to force our way through a problem or, you know, through our process or whatever it may be. And sometimes just having that moment of pause and putting it down and saying, you know what, this is more than I can, like, I actually don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do. You know, those little moments, those small, you know, because Pisces is quite feminine in that it is yin. It is not about, you know, if we can think of Aries as quite yang and quite, active and externalized and very, you know, reaching and going and doing, Pisces is sort of the opposite of that. It's receptive and open. And so, you know, this, these are the influences too that we can drop into and use and channel in different ways. And we can all, you know, and coming back again and again this month, you know, if you're coming up against something, a hard limit, just give up. It's okay. And it will likely, the other remarkable thing is that it's a pretty quick turnaround too, I've noticed. Each time that I've had these small moments of little resignations and inquiry, and, you know, just a little pause, then it's like things just sort of shift enough that then suddenly it's like, oh, actually, this is, I could just do this. It's weird. I mean, you know, we we think that we have to like stress and obsess and like force things to work. And then, but the thing about our energy, our energetic, like the energy that we put into things, oddly enough, creates what, you know, what comes of that on the other side. So, and we don't like to think of ourselves as that powerful, of course, but we are. And when we are willing to be a little more humble, let's say, about the bigger order of things in the world and in the cosmos, and trusting that, you know, perhaps our will, our ego, our drive, which is, of course, nothing wrong with that, but that having the clarity, the insight at moments where we can say, okay, but hang on, maybe there's something more here that I can't see yet. And this is where the intuition, you know, can also inform us. It's like, you know, intuition lately has been very, very easy to access for everyone. So I just wanted to really emphasize that as well. We are living in a time where the, you know, the astrology and the transition that's happening with on a geopolitical level, on all levels, individual, local, national, federal, and global, you know, there is a huge desire for being in power, being in control, and the stakes are very high, and we can very easily see in the geopolitical realm that, you know, if we don't choose how we want our lives to look, someone else is going to choose for us. And this is very important to remember right now, this year, and in the coming weeks and months, that the choices that we make at this time, and I don't want to be too severe here or heavy-handed, because, you know, I don't believe in doom saying, and I don't believe in, doom forecasting, because, you know, that takes away the agency and the willpower that we all possess every moment of every day. And we get to choose to be here on this planet. We get to choose to wake up every day and move through our lives. And that is a sacred and precious gift, that choice. And so I encourage you all to, at this time, remember that whatever you are resigned to, that you do not want to choose, and there, to be clear, there are some hard choices that have to be made at this time, and, you know, certainly not easy ones. And whatever those may be, I encourage you to make those choices, to call upon the support that you need to guide you and to bring you to a place where you can make those choices, because otherwise, as I said, someone else will choose for you, and you will have to live with whatever someone else chooses. And I was having a conversation earlier with my dad on the phone, and he and I were talking about relationships ending and just the way, you know, in general in life, how easy it is to merge with someone, and how difficult it is to separate from that union, no matter how long, you know, the duration, no matter what the situation, it is a very hard thing to undo when two people come together. And so, you know, my dad related it to, you know, it's kind of like tying a knot, but, you know, that gets tightened and tightened and tightened over the years, and then, you know, it becomes almost impossible to untie. And I thought that was a really profound thing to just to hear him say, that I had never considered before. And I think that it's a really good example too, I think, of what we merge with in this life, and not even necessarily on a relationship level, but every choice that we make in our lives of what we decide to have union with, like what we commit ourselves to, and who and why. And I don't mean who as in, you know, primary partners or lovers, whatever it may be, but I mean where we are, who we surround ourselves with, who we work with, all that sort of stuff, is it becomes a part of us fundamentally. And as I've been moving through some big changes myself in recent weeks, I think it is just really essential at this time that we are very clear with ourselves and our choices, to make sure that we are in fact showing up for what feels right for us now. And again, it may not be the easy way, it may not be the easy choice, but it will pay off in the long run. And it always does if we can trust ourselves, if we can trust. And this is a time where we are not going to have the answers or the clarity completely. Like, there's a lot that we don't know. And this is why I encourage you all to tap into that intuition. You know, intuition is an evolutionary survival mechanism. It is part of our deep ancient wiring that has kept us alive for thousands of years as a species. And our intuition is incredibly accurate. And so long as we are able to detect and understand that intuitive resonance as such, and follow it, then it will not lead us wrong. When I arrived here in Hobart a week ago, I came across a beautiful sculpture commemorating the women and children of the convict story here. So there were roughly 13,000 female convicts that were brought here in the 19th century, and actually right up until around the time of the last Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces. And they were brought here, and many of them were separated from their children. And, you know, the children were put in orphanages, and then the and in institutions, and so were the women. And this is a very kind of quiet and I think the piece, the sculpture, and the series is called, I think, Out of the Shadows. I'll have a link here and show you guys on the video. But From the Shadows, something like that. Anyway, and it was kind of this effort to illuminate these parts of history that have just gotten kind of forgotten. And I found it really interesting that these themes of, you know, forced exile and isolation and trauma that, you know, these women underwent, and this separation from their children, that was also happening around the time of this incredibly, you know, connective, uplifting signature of Jupiter Neptune conjoining in Pisces the last time. It was really a stark reflection of the same themes that we are still contending with here in 2022, you know, with two, you know, soldiering on 2 years into a pandemic. And, you know, we are all still trying to navigate the implications of that and the isolation, you know, the fallout in terms of how many people have died and passed and had considerable health issues ongoing. So we are still, as a species, we are still humble creatures that have a lot to learn about how to come together, how to support each other, how to stay connected, and not allow the passage of time and the difficulties that we face to continue to divide and isolate us from one another. And they've done studies on this that are, you know, undeniable. And, you know, the connection between people who have long-term terminal illnesses is directly tied to people who are lacking connections in their lives. So people, the more isolated they are, the more prone they are to chronic, long-term, and terminal illnesses. So we have to remember this. We have to remember how important it is for us to stay connected in a world that wants to divide us. You know, it's a very old narrative. It's a very old tactic. And we have all we need now at this time, and then some, to stay connected, to make those changes one step, one day at a time in our own lives, in our own being, in our own way of choosing to live this life each and every day. So I think that's going to do it, guys, for this one. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm going to be bouncing around a little bit, but I will be dropping in with you guys again soon. If you have any questions for me, if anything landed for you during this episode that you would like to reach out and share with me or ask me, let me know. Drop me a line. You can find me on Instagram. You can also find my Patreon page. You can hit me up there. And I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, stay safe, well, and wise. Thank you.